Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Did you know every time a kid scoffs at his parents that he is breaking the law of God? Each time a young person speaks with disdain or rolls their eyes at an adult, that they are incurring the anger of God? Did you know that honoring our parents and those in authority is one of the Ten Commandments? Who remembers that today? The commandments of God are like a foreign language to us. Imagine if that law were enforced today. There's almost no one who wouldn't fall under the judgment of God. Well, guess what? That law is enforced today. The punishment for breaking God's laws is inescapable, no matter how hip and popular it has become for children to talk down to their parents. No, the children are not put to death, but they do die. Something inside of them dies because they separate themselves from God by their bold sin. We're studying the Ten Commandments today, and we'll share more about this pertinent topic in just a few minutes. Stay tuned right here on Skies Revival Radio.
He heals the broken heart. Outcast to Him, death swallowed up and tears wiped from all faces. This is our God for whom we have waited.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. We're in the middle of a close examination of the laws of God today, particularly focusing on the Ten Commandments. It's part of a study we're doing on the book called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. If you're following along in the book, we are starting chapter 12 today. If you don't have a copy of the book, you can get one inexpensively on Amazon, or you can go to our website where you'll find a free download. Just type Sky Family into your search and we'll come right up. Click on the picture that says, Revival Begins With You, and it will take you to a place where you can download the PDF file. Again, the book is called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. Now, just to give you a little background, if we're under the new covenant, then why are we studying the Ten Commandments? We're not under the law, we're under grace. Yes, thankfully we are under the covenant of grace, but that doesn't mean that once we receive God's great gift of salvation, that we can live any way we want, does it? Quite the contrary. In fact, being born again means we are given a new heart that longs after righteousness. Before we meet Jesus, we live for ourselves. We run after sin. We do all the things that please ourselves. Being born again is an about face, a 180-degree turn where we start pursuing the things that please God. And that's why it's called being born again. We are actually given a new nature that wants to obey God. Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be satisfied." Well, what is righteousness? Is it different for different people? Does it change under different circumstances? No, not at all. Righteousness was defined once and for all in the Ten Commandments. And that's why Jesus reiterates that in the Sermon on the Mount. First thing, he says that the Ten Commandments will not pass away until heaven and earth passes away. So if we want to know how to please God, then live in accordance with his good commands. No, under the new covenant, we're not saved by obeying the laws, but by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. When we are saved, we want to live in a way that pleases God. It says in the little book of 1 John, "By this we know we have come to know him, if we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome to us." That means when the new covenant has really gotten a hold of us, we aren't straining against God's laws. We're not trying to live as far on the extreme edge as we can and still get away with it. No, his laws become beautiful to us. We might not live up to them all the time, but the heart of the matter is that we want to. And that's the true evidence that we have become New Testament believers. We want to follow God more closely. We don't want to stumble. And our greatest joy is when we are able to overcome sin and live in a way that pleases him. So now we're taking a close look at the commandments with an eye to see what might be in us that is displeasing to God. By holding up the mirror of the word, we can see ourselves clearly. When we find things that are displeasing to God, we simply run to him. We ask forgiveness and we pray to help overcome these things. Again, in 1 John, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and merciful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So, studying God's good laws is an exciting adventure of discovery, such as how many people today remember that speaking rudely to parents and to authority is a crime in God's eyes? Well, that's what we're looking at today, the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you. Proverbs 19, verse 16 says, "He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his way will die." This is particularly relevant in regard to keeping the fifth commandment because we find the penalty of death is connected to breaking this law. In Leviticus 29, it says, "If anyone curses father or mother, let him be put to death." These are strong words for a society in which cursing parents is so commonplace that it no longer even elicits a response from adults. Say you are on a battlefield and the commander has just given the order to move out and attack the enemy. But because of setting up a defensive position, you have to make your way out through a minefield first. The commander has given a detailed map of where the mines are buried, along with the only safe route in and out. As you look out over the field, everything looks safe, Everything looks perfectly normal. There's rocks, grassy patches, insects, even birds landing here and there. It seems safe to your senses, but it is not safe. Just a few inches below the soil are deadly explosives that will rip you apart. As long as you closely follow the map, you are safe. But if you become overconfident and start trusting to your own excellent sense of direction, you'll be destroyed. And so it is for those who follow a multitude in doing evil. Just because the world around you speaks evil of adults, it does not make it safe to do so. Those landmines are all around, and if you get confident and decide to forge ahead in the direction you think is okay, you will surely die. The only way to get safely out of this world and into the next is to closely follow the map that our commander has given us. We spoke earlier of laws being broken so frequently that they no longer exist in the minds of the people, and this commandment is a prime example. Somehow it has become acceptable for children of all ages to speak rudely and disrespectfully to adults, including and especially parents and teachers. And they appear to get away with it. And that is the illusion of the battlefield as you look out at a seemingly normal landscape. Those minds are still there. However the fashion may be to speak scornfully to authority, it is not in fashion with God. The penalty of the law will be sent out, addressed personally to each one who mocks his parents. That penalty will be forwarded from address to address until it catches up with the offender. There is nowhere to hide. Here's a few other frightening scriptures that should make us look very soberly at this topic. Adding to the weight of the fifth commandment, we have other laws instituted by God regarding proper respect for parental authority. Consider just these two. Proverbs 20:20 says, "He who curses his father or mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness." This means there is a built-in penalty attached to cursing your parents that includes being abandoned in your time of need. God will also cause a blindness to the truth to settle into the mind of the one who is disrespectful so that he will not be able to see the light. Perhaps one of the most frightening scriptures in the Bible deals with this particular area. Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, "The eye that mocks the father and scorns the mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it." What makes this verse so frightening is the realization that God's word is never returning void. It never goes forth without accomplishing exactly what it says. When we see how easy it is to break this commandment, it's terrifying. How simple it is to be scornful to a parent who does something against our liking. It is as natural as breathing, and if unchecked, will cause us grave consequences. The purpose of this is not that we would be condemned, but that we would simply realize how often we break this commandment, that we might run to God with a repentant heart. The miracle of the new covenant is that we can be forgiven rather than dying under the breach of the law. The realization of our sinfulness and that subsequent running to God for forgiveness constitutes the washing of our robes found in Revelation 22:14, which says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes that they might have a right to the tree of life." After we come to Christ for salvation, God expects us to use His grace and our faith to start becoming good children. With that in mind, go into any classroom and observe the language and attitude which is used to address the teacher. When this scripture is fulfilled, the birds of prey will be satiated. Adding to this, or perhaps initiating it, are the modern movies which are made for youth, the modern cartoons. In many programs, the parents are made to look like bumbling idiots, while the hero, a child, badmouths them. Wisecracks and scornful comments are made to look cool and impressive. And so it has entered our society like a flood, and there is no longer any conscience in the matter. Nor is this restricted to secular households. Some of the most tolerant of this type of disrespect are good Christian parents. They don't realize that this form of, quote, love will most certainly lead their precious ones into great danger. If we think about it in an ordinary sense, why would children rise up against their parents, mocking them, scorning, talking back, and disobeying? This is very unnatural. Why would we hate the very people who feed us, clothe us, give us a protected place to sleep, and love us? Parents do all these things and more for their children, and you'd expect the children to love and appreciate them for it. But they don't. Why? Because they have an enemy who hates them. He knows that if he can cause a child to be disrespectful to his parents, he can very likely collect his soul at the end of his life. He focuses on this area because it's so easy. If he can just get people to scorn their parents, he can separate them from God by their sin. The devil loves to destroy families and cause heart misery to parents, but his real goal is separating them from God. As we look at society today, it's no accident or coincidence that it has become normal and acceptable for children to talk back to their parents, teachers, and all adults. They have an enemy that prowls about like a roaring lion, and he devours those who step out of God's protection by willfully disobeying him. So the children think they are cool and hip and better than their parents, but in reality, their souls are being fattened up for a great feast in hell. This is why we must learn to be afraid of sin. We must fear it. To mock or scorn parents is an unthinkable crime in God's eyes. That means not only scornful words, but the attitude behind them. That means every time we exhale loudly or roll our eyes or even harbor thoughts against our parents, we will have a penalty stamped and sent to us. A bad one. Just by living in our modern world, we will automatically break some very, very serious rules. We must all learn what the laws of God are, then become afraid of breaking them. Just like with Adam and Eve, the day we sin is the day we die. No, we don't drop dead when we talk back to our parents, but we separate ourselves from God, who is the source of all life, and that is true death. Breaking God's laws is serious business, and the grace of the new covenant is that we could learn what our sins are and run to God for forgiveness and run to Him for cleansing and run to Him for mercy when we stumble. It's inevitable that we will stumble, but we must keep going back to God, confessing our sins day by day or moment by moment, so that we might constantly be in the cleansing grace of God. God's grace is an ocean to those who confess their sins. But if we just live like everybody else and we don't address these areas, do not expect that God's grace simply covers these things. God's grace is for sin that we repent of. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, please grant to us eyes to see who we really are. Give us a heart to understand the areas where we still displease you. Lord, fill us with your grace and your mercy and forgive us of our many sins. And help us to walk in a blameless way. Help us to become blameless, innocent children of God in the midst of a perverse generation. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
You're the living water.
Asher's crown.